Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. So this week, we're welcoming back Lou again. Hello.
Hello, everyone, again. I'm back. How could I miss this one, to be honest?
It's always a pleasure to have Lou on.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yay. So a couple of weeks ago, you and I discussed kinky museums.
We did. And we learned some very interesting information that day.
Yes, we did. So we stumbled upon something interesting when we were talking about kinky museums, and we just knew it had to be an episode all its own.
Yeah. All because of, what was it? It was a walking stick?
Yes.
Yep.
An elephant penis walking stick.
Why would that not start a Google search, you know?
Well, you know, if anybody ever looks at my search history, they're going to be like, I knew she was kinky, but not that kinky. It's all for research purposes, I promise.
It's for science.
Yes, science.
Science has a lot to answer for, clearly.
It does. So today we're going to be discussing animal genitalia, specifically animal penises or peni. Penises, peni.
I'm not sure. What do you
mean? I'm just going to say penises.
Yeah, it's a funner word.
Yes, it is. The eggplant emoji of the animal world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm quite glad that there's one species we randomly came across doesn't have its own emoji.
Right.
What would that even look like?
I don't know. That's a good question. Mm. So the first animal we're going to discuss is ducks.
Oh.
So when I mentioned the idea for this episode to a few of my friends, they excitedly asked if I was going to talk about ducks.
I feel like I should know this. I've just looked after four of them.
If you don't know, ducks are known to have a corkscrew-like penis.
Oh, like pigs.
Yes. According to Dr. Patricia Brennan, an evolutionary biologist and expert on duck penises, quote,
deciding that's going to be your specialty.
By jolly, I think I'm going to be an expert on duck penises.
Why not? Someone's got to be.
Right? So according to her, they, quote, look a little bit like a tentacle with a pale color and corkscrew shape.
Hmm.
Of course, I had to look it up to see what it looked like. But yeah, it pretty much looks like a corkscrew.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought they'd be straight.
I don't know. But that's not the only interesting thing about duck dongs.
Oh.
In some species of duck, the penis grows in the breeding season and degenerates afterwards.
What, like falls off? Or
yep.
Just like, it falls off.
It just falls off.
That poor duck. No wonder they look so miserable with like rest of the year.
Right?
It falls off.
Falls off. It just disintegrates, degenerates.
I think it just grows a new one.
Yep.
Oh my.
And I didn't look it up, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if it grows back bigger or smaller or the same size. So it could be a good thing, depending on
it could be.
What happens.
It could be. It could get bigger with age. Like a fine wine gets better, it could get bigger with age.
It could. Oh my. So speaking of size, the largest duck penis belongs to the lake duck from South America. When fully unwound, it can be up to 42.5 centimeters.
What?
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a lot or all that impressive to us, but it really is when you consider the average body length of a duck is 36 to 46 centimeters.
Yeah. That's impressive.
It is impressive.
Do you reckon that's why they walk funny?
It could be.
You just never know.
All the heat they're packing between their legs.
Maybe. It's got to impact something.
True. So the duck penis fits well with the duck vagina, which is also a corkscrew shape, but in the opposite direction.
Oh.
As Dr. Brennan puts it, quote, the entrance has several blind pouches followed by a series of narrow spirals. So basically, it's just like screwing a screw-in.
Maybe that's where the term came from.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. I'd like to meet the creator of these animal genitals. Were they on something when they created these genitals?
Could have been.
You know what, guys? Today, I've got a great idea. Hear me out. Corkscrews.
Let's just see how it goes.
Yeah.
But in the end, when ducks get it on, it usually takes 1/3 of a second for the male to ejaculate. So the encounter is short and to the point.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have.
We feel you, girls. We feel you. Well, I suppose they have, you know, if they're on the water and things, they can't be there for ages, can they?
Right. And I mean, I can imagine it takes longer to screw it in than it does to...
Probably. After all that effort. I feel so sorry for them now. It's a good job their babies are cute.
Yes, it is.
It's a good job. Like the one with the flower on its head I sent you.
Yes, that was so cute.
So cute.
He was a proper baby duck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I worked at the vets, somebody, I think it was like a builder's van or whatever, turned up on the driveway and these guys got out and they had baby ducks. We were like, "You all right, guys?" They were like, "We found these. They were like running around the dual carriageway and we couldn't find their mum. We got worried about them." I was like, "Oh my God, I think all of our ovaries exploded at that point." So we put them in, we had a big Belfast sink in the kennel room. Uh-huh. So we filled it with water and put the baby ducks in there and they were all swimming around.
Aww.
So cute.
That would have been the best day ever.
It was lush. Baby ducks make everything better.
Yes, they do.
They do. Mm.
So that's all I know about ducks and duck penises and duck vaginas.
There's a sentence you never thought you'd say.
But, you know, Dr. Brennan has written some papers. So if you're interested, you can check those out.
I'd love to meet her and go, why? Why would you just see penises? Oh, dear. What's so next? Now,
so let's discuss something that you and I both have in our homes.
Kitty cats. Now, I know a little bit about kitty cats because my mum used to breed them. But I do feel sorry for the girls.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So this topic just doesn't apply to our floofy fur babies. It also applies to pretty much all cats domesticated and wild. Mm-hmm. Male cats Oh my goodness. Male cats come equipped with a keratinized penile spines or barbed penises. And yes, that is as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. That's gotta hurt.
Yeah. According to scientists, there are a few reasons why cats have evolved this penile adornment. The first is obvious, to keep the female from running away before the job gets done.
Yeah.
The barbs dig into the female's reproductive tract to keep her in place. Males are also known to bite the female's necks to prevent them from running away, which is why female cats scream during mating. The other purpose is to stimulate the female's ovulation. Female cats don't ovulate until they're mating, and it's thought that the barbs from the male's penis massage the vagina, causing the female's body to ovulate.
That's gotta hurt.
I know.
It's gotta hurt. And the fact that they can do it with several different boys and get pregnant by each one.
Oh, I know.
It's gotta hurt.
So one last interesting tidbit about cats. If the male kittens are neutered before a certain age, their penises will not develop the penile spines.
Really?
Really.
I did not know this. I suppose they don't need them, do they? It comes with the testosterone and hormones, I guess.
Yeah, probably. I wonder if they get made fun of, though.
Maybe. Maybe that's why the neutered ones get picked on a little bit. You're not very spine.
Look at the smooth guy over here.
Oh, dear. I'm never going to look at any of my male cats the same way. I'm like, you got yours.
Oh, my. And actually, while I was researching that, I read that humans once had penile spikes as well.
Really?
Yes.
When did we evolutionize out of those? That's a big word this time of the evening.
Yes, it is. I don't know, but eventually we evolved to where men don't have those anymore. But then I was researching that, and I'm like, huh. Maybe we should do an episode on male and female genitalia for humans.
Yes.
So that one might be coming soon.
See, that interests me because they say that we evolved from primates and such.
Right.
But do primates have barbs on theirs?
I don't know. I didn't look that up. That might have to come in part two.
And it might explain a lot of the primal bulges that people have.
Yes.
Like the hair pull at the back, the positioning, the, you know, all of that.
Yeah. Anyway.
That just makes you think, really, doesn't it?
It does.
So it was making me think, anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, so moving on. Next, we're going to talk about dolphins, which are assholes, by the way.
Okay. I thought they were cute and caring and helpful.
They're assholes.
Okay, they're assholes. Okay, why are they assholes?
I'll give you an explanation here in a minute. Okay. So while these animals are seen as cute and playful around the world, they have some interesting privates. A male dolphin is equipped with a prehensile penis. On top of that, their penis is full of collagen, making it a fibroelastic penis, which is stiff even when it's flaccid.
Oh. Lucky dolphins.
I know. So why is it prehensile? A dolphin's vagina is full of twists and turns, and the penis needs to be able to find its way around those curves to make it to its ultimate destination for reproduction.
Oh. Because, you know, doing it while swimming isn't hard enough.
No, not at all.
Throw in a little bit of a maze as well.
Yes. And I thought duck reproduction systems were complicated.
Yet the animals on land that are quite secure have fairly straightforward reproductive organs. Well, most of them do. Do you think that's I wonder if that's, again, evolution, because mating in that habitat is going to be difficult, isn't it? So they're going to create ways of staying together. I don't know.
Could be. It could also be maybe it's the way the reproductive tract needs to be to keep the baby in there. Perhaps. So that doesn't just slide out. I don't know.
Maybe. See, now I'm just thinking about the whales, like whale vaginas.
I know, right? I even had to look up pictures of a female dolphin.
Oh.
And yeah, it pretty much, it looks like a sack, and then it has all these little twists and turns that go to the entrance. So it's very interesting.
Nature is strange, though. Very, very strange.
It is. Mm-hmm. So why are dolphins assholes?
Yes, why are you going to burst my bubble on this? Why are they assholes?
So bottlenose dolphins often have sex for pleasure. Because of this, the males often have sex with each other. So, you know.
Okay. I mean,
you got to get it where you get it.
Well, yeah.
But that's not what makes them assholes.
Oh, okay.
You just hear people going, "Ah, she's so homophobic."
Yeah.
No, that's not what makes them assholes. No. That was just an interesting fact I found.
We embrace all lifestyles.
Yes. What makes them assholes is they participate in coalitions which kidnap isolated females, and they have their way with them for weeks at a time.
What?
Yes. So they will kidnap a female and basically bully this female with them. Sometimes it can even kill the female dolphin.
Oh, and it's
not really for reproduction. It's just...
because they're horny.
Yeah, just because they're horny bastards.
I mean, it would explain why they're chirpy all the time.
Right. Those poor female dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, those poor girls. Yeah, that's an asshole thing to do.
Yes. So the entire act of dolphin mating takes approximately 10 seconds, but males can ejaculate multiple times an hour.
Oh. So they've got a similar sex drive to some humans then?
Yes. Honey, you ready to go again? I've already done it 5 times today.
Yep, I'm ready to go. Oh, dear. What's next? What creature?
So, the final penis we're going to talk about is the echidnas. So you and I stumbled across this when we were looking at the size of an elephant's penis.
Yep.
And we discussed it for quite a while. But I...
weirdly so.
Yes. But I cut it out of the episode so we could save it for this one.
Excellent.
And I didn't know how to pronounce echidnas at that time. So I was like, echidnas, echidnas.
Something with a weird name.
Yes. So it's an echidna.
Okay.
So echidnas are quill-covered monotremes, egg-laying mammals that live in Australia and New Guinea. Mm-hmm. So I think they look like hedgehogs meet a platypus.
Yeah.
But if you want to see it, you can look it up. Another thing you might want to look up at your own discretion.
Discretion heavily advised.
Is their four-headed penis?
When you sent me that picture, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's actually four separate heads of a penis. That's not. It looked like some weird tentacle thing.
This is what you get when you're my friend. I just send you random.
I can't unsee it.
I can't either.
But the females still only have one track, don't they? Or is it two?
It's two. Okay. So that's right. As we said, it's four heads.
Four, not the one four. On your face.
No, not the one actual. On your face. Oh, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Cuatro heads. So, yes, I looked one up and I did send a picture to Lou as we were discussing.
With no warning.
No warning.
I'm going to add.
I was just like, hey, look at this. Bink. And honestly, I think it looks like a mangled paw is what I think it looks like.
I mean, how does it walk around with that thing?
Right? I'm surprised it doesn't waddle like a duck.
How? Why? What? That's the same conversation as corkscrews.
Right? So there is a purpose to keeping their head game strong. The echidna only uses two heads at a time when mating. Because of this, male echidnas can mate several times using alternating heads. But why use two? It actually fits perfectly with a female's reproductive tracts as it has two branches.
Does more heads mean more babies? Or
maybe they can only produce like one egg per tract. So maybe.
Maybe.
It gives them more chances to get babies. I don't know. Maybe. And here's something I didn't know about echidnas' penises. It also sports some of those fancy penile spines. So this, of course, is believed to increase the fertilization success, which is good as a are solitary animals, so I can't blame them to bang and run.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Are they external or
do you know,
stay in and then come up when they're needed? Or because yeah, having four would be awkward to walk.
And maybe it like folds up. I mean, because they can use two at a time, so maybe like it kind of folds up, like so. It
right,
can...
like the other two retract, maybe, and then I don't know.
I don't know. We need to find an expert on echidna penises.
If anyone's listening and you're an expert, please
please let us know. We have burning questions about echidna penises.
Yeah, please let us know.
We would like to specifically know how exactly they work.
Yeah, we need to know now. We are invested.
Well, diagrams would be good too. So that we can see the whole picture.
Well, it was that was certainly a dick pic I never expected to receive from my lovely. I've just been sent.
You know, but I do keep a picture of it, and now that I'm thinking of it, if I ever have a guy that sends me an unsolicited dick pic, I can just send them an echidna pic back.
Yeah. Do it.
And be like, yours is okay. This one, though. This one is impressive.
Come back when it looks like this.
Right?
Just a mangled paw.
Or if you can figure out how it works, come back and let me know.
Extra brownie points. Now you have to go to Google.
Yes. Oh, we have fun.
We do. Because what was it? A blue whale penis was like 16 foot long.
Oh, yes, it was.
But I can't look at my living room the same way. Without realizing you could fit a blue whale penis in it. And then some.
I was actually watching some stuff on Disney Plus, and one of them was The Kingdom of the Blue Whale. And I was like, I know all about that kingdom.
Oh, yes. That ding dong.
Yes. So if you want to know what Lou and I are talking about, you can go back and listen to the Kinky Museums episode, which was pretty funny.
It's well worth a listen.
Very educational.
When we decided not Mr. Gray was going to be our getaway, either getaway driver or bail us out.
Yes. As we broke to the British Museum.
Oh, definitely have to go there.
I can just see us in there and being like, we need to know the secrets. And also about echidna penises, if you know anything.
They're like, how did you know about the secret room? Well.
Well, I found it on the internet, so it can't be that secret.
Exactly. One quick Google search.
Yeah. If anybody in law enforcement in the UK listens to this, they're probably going to be like, yeah, we're going to wait for those girls to deny them entrance.
Oh, it's you two. Well, you've been expecting us. That's awesome.
The Yank and the Brit.
Do we know who you two are?
See, we've learned all sorts of stuff this episode.
We do. We learn things, also, you know, and then come up with a more creative idea.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining me yet again.
You're more than welcome.
Next week, I will be discussing pirates.
Ooh.
So that one should be quite interesting.
Mm.
'Cause they were kind of grungy and, somewhat kinky bastards.
The dark bad boys.
Yes. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I will speak to you soon.
All right. Well, thank you again. And I hope you have a good rest of your evening.
And you, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.